Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, January 5th, 2018. The Berlin-based energy provider, GASAG, will reduce gas prices starting March 1st. In the basic services sector, the energy price will be reduced by 35 cents per kilowatt hour. An average Berlin household with an annual consumption of 12,000 kilowatt hours will therefore save 42 euro per year. Throughout Germany, gas prices in 2017 continued to fall slightly on average, and natural gas is as affordable as in 2005. GASAG also announced on Thursday that it would market green electricity from Berlin and Brandenburg. A suspected theft of data in the Federal Ministry of Health is under investigation at the Berlin Regional Court. A former system administrator of the ministry and a pharmaceutical lobbyist are accused. The 44-year-old IT expert is said to have intercepted email accounts at a state level and is said to have transmitted confidential data to the then representative of pharmacists. In return, he received more than 26,000 euro. The 48-year-old is said to have been looking for a competitive edge over planned laws. 40 alleged acts in the years 2009 to 2012 have been indicted. The defendants have so far not commented on the allegations. Jens Meyer, a representative of the AfD party in the federal government, is confronted with heavy criticism, even from inside his party, after a racist tweet. Meyer, who is a judge, called Boris Becker's son Noah a, quote, little half-Negro on Twitter. Meyer responded to an interview with Mr. Becker, who has African-American roots. Becker called Berlin a, quote, white city, compared to Paris and London, and that he has been assaulted because of his skin color. Leader Georg Pazderski and Parliamentary Director Frank Christian Hansel from Berlin AfD branch have no understanding for Meyer's lash out. The tweet was deleted later, and Meyer blamed an employee for writing it. In Hansel's view, quote, the AfD does not need people who still use the primitive vocabulary and style of the 1950s. Pazderski is worried that singular persons will destroy the work of the entire party and demands a public apology, as he expects that Meyer has the backbone to take responsibility for what is said on his behalf. Due to the fire on New Year's Eve, there are still no regional or long-distance trains stopping at the Berlin Zoo station. The restrictions will probably continue for a few weeks. As Deutsche Bahn announced yesterday, a solution is being worked on, but it is not yet possible to predict when the repairs will be completed. Until then, trains will pass without stopping at the Zoo station. The S-Bahn, on the other hand, is making normal stops at the Zoo as planned. The fire caused more damage than expected. According to a statement from Deutsche Bahn yesterday, the experts' assessment showed that various cabling systems were affected. Among other things, the power supply of the regional and long-distance railway platforms, as well as the loudspeaker system, was damaged. Railway representatives are requesting that passengers take the S-Bahn for the time being. At the Zoo station, the track systems of the S-Bahn and the regional and long-distance trains on the other side run separately. Passengers traveling on the RE1 to Magdeburg and Frankfurt-Oder, the RB14 to Nauen and Schönefeld Airport, and other long-distance and regional trains can switch to the Charlottenburg or the Hauptbahnhof station. An attentive driver has apparently prevented a serious accident with his intelligent action on the Berlin City Highway. According to a statement by police, the 38-year-old discovered a swerving opel on the A100 in front of him, which struck the guardrail several times. Police reported that the Mercedes driver had overtaken the opel, placed himself in front of it, and brought the car to a halt. When the man opened the opel's door, he found the driver unconscious at the wheel. Together with four other rescuers, the 59-year-old driver was recovered and resuscitated. He had apparently suffered a heart attack. Berlin police tweeted later, hashtag thanks to the guardian angel. As David Bowie spent a number of formative years in the capital, he is still remembered fondly in the city of Berlin 2 years after his death. Several commemoration ceremonies are planned for January. From today until January 10th, there will be daily walks following Bowie's footprints and haunts in the Hauptstadt, Café Neues Ufer on Potsdamer Straße and Club Lido are throwing parties, and Hansa Studio is offering tours. The pay TV station Sky will also be honoring Bowie and premiering the documentary Hansa Studios by the Wall, 1976 to 1990. David Bowie died on January 10, 2016, 2 days after his 69th birthday. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.